Father's Day presents this year? It's James Davis in the Laurelwood Shopping Center, online, jamesdavisstore.com.
It's time to get to Gossett Kia on the Pike so Bobby J can put you in your new Kia today. Want summer fun and 41 mpg? We Gossett with 2024 Kia Forte LXS. $199 a month, $34.99 due at signing. How about 282 miles of EPA estimated range with new 2023 Kia EV6 Wind, $249 a month. Get extra room and extra fun with 2024 Kia Telluride LX, $357 a month, both $39.99 due at signing, all 24-month lease, plus 0% APR for 48 months available on the all-new Kia EV9. And peace of mind with Kia's 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. So hurry to Gossett Kia, 1900 Covington Pike, online, KiaCovingtonPike.com.
If you want it, we got it at Gossett Motor Cars.
Include all rebates and incentives. Price excludes 695 PF. Lease includes PF 695, 650 acquisition fee, EV6, P561-0964, MSRP 50,200, Telluride RG510, 849, MSRP 38305, Forte LXS, RE780169, MSRP 21820, plus finance through Hyundai, excludes tax, title, and license. See dealer for complete details. Offer valid through 5/31/2024 with approved credit, dealer stock only.
The Frame Corner is your place for all your sports and memorabilia framing. They specialize in making that winning photo, special sports moment, or any of your sports collectibles into a prized possession you can put on display. Since 1975, the Frame Corner has been Memphis' premier framing experts. So bring those sports memories to the Frame Corner and let them turn it into something special. The Frame Corner, 5035 Park Avenue in Memphis. Call 682-9901 or visit framecornermemphis.com.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Don't miss a minute of the action on the diamond with ESPN Bet. The exclusive sports book of ESPN is the only place to find offers and promotions from your favorite ESPN shows and personalities, including daily odds boost and home run specials all season long. New users can get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play. Must be 21 or older and in Tennessee. For problem gambling support, call or text the Tennessee Red Line at 1-800-889-9789. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Visit Frontier Western Store today for new shirts and boots. Frontier is your top Carhartt store in the Mid-South. There's thousands of in-stock shirts and jeans. They have the classic K87 pocket tee in every color they make, including new ones just released. Available small to 4X. Want new jeans? Frontier has you covered with super tough work denim by Carhartt. And you've got to check out their selection of Ariat jeans for men, women, and children. You'll love how easy it is to find the size and style you need. Have you seen Frontier's remodeled world-famous boot showroom? It continues to expand. New styles by Ariat just arrived, plus plenty of in-stock proven classics, too. Whether you need work or dress boots, trust that Frontier's the place to come. See thousands of pairs of Ariat boots and thousands more by Dan Post, Corral, Durango, Rocky, Twisted X, and others. And Frontier's pricing is lower than online and chain stores, so you know just the local shop to visit. Frontier Western Store, 5880 Goodman Road in Olive Branch, and on the web at frontierwesternstore.com. Locally owned and operated since 1967.
Hey, this is Mitch at Red River Ford right here in Wynn, Arkansas. And folks, you've not heard a Ford dealer talk about discounts in a long while. But we've got great discounts on all of our Ford vehicles in stock today. And we've got as low as 0.9% interest on Ford Edges. That's $446 a month on a brand new SUV. And we've got 1.9% interest for 72 months on F-150s. You've heard that right. We've not heard it in a long time. 1.9%. Check us out at RedRiverFordOfWynn.com.
Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. Robert Half is here to help. Our recruiting professionals use proprietary AI to connect businesses with highly skilled talent. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit RobertHalf.com today.
Our lives aren't like they used to be. They're busier. Early morning Zooms, grabbing coffee to make that in-office meeting, getting to your kid's soccer game on time. Life is different, and so is advertising. To reach any audience, you need your message out there in all media, broadcast to streaming, on screens, and right to the ears of your customers. And that's what we do at Odyssey. Let's build a media campaign that targets the customers you know and want to reach more of, right here in our community. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Memphis' number one place for sports. This is WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, flagship home of the Memphis Grizzlies. 92. 99 FM ESPN and Odyssey Sports Station.
Talking about Scottie Scheffler, took advantage of great recovery here.
I was dressed for success.
Jeff's guests appear on the Frame Corner phone lines. Frame Corner, with expert custom and do-it-yourself framing since 1975 on Park Avenue in East Memphis. Now, back to the Jeff Calkins Show, live from the Genesis Memphis Covington Pike Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
All right, back on the Jeff Calkins Show. Let's do this. Chris Harrington deal.
Now, it's Chris Harrington from the Daily Memphian on the Grizzlies, Memphis, and more. Presented by the Majestic Grill. Rediscover downtown dining. Chris Harrington on 92.9's Jeff Calkins Show.
Chris Harrington joins me now. Chris, what are we listening to?
That is Here by Pavement from their debut album, Planet and Enchanted. Everything's ending here. I think that's going to happen in Dallas tonight for the Mavericks.
All right. A couple questions about that. If you had to wager, will Luka ever be back in an NBA Finals? And will these Celtics, or some version of these Celtics, this core, win another championship after this one?
Yeah, that's interesting. Sort of split goals there. I would say it's sub 50% on Luka back in the Finals, just because only one team can get there. And if the question was Boston back in the Finals, I'd put that above 50%. But winning a title, I don't know, man. It's close. I might go barely above 50% there. I think they're pretty well set up. They're bringing everybody back next year. The West is similarly sort of a mishmash. So I think Boston will go into next season the favorite to win the title, and they should have more than one more chance to do it with sort of that core of players.
How much of that is how good they are, and how much of it is the fact that they're in the East?
That's a lot of it. It's a clear path to get there for them. Now, I don't think the path will be as clear. I mean, this Boston team has been great start to finish. I don't want to diminish what they're doing. But they have had, if you go back over time and look at the paths to the title, first round, second round, third round, finals, this is going to be one of the easiest paths anyone's ever had. It's got to be. I mean, I don't even remember who they played. Who did they play in the first round? Whoever. They swept somebody in the first round. And you need a Cleveland team where Donovan Mitchell's banged up.
It was the Heat in five.
Yeah. So you beat like a Heat team that's kind of a mess. You beat a Cavs team where Donovan Mitchell has issues. You get this Pacers team that wasn't good enough to be in a conference finals and somehow balances out there because the Knicks fell apart. You know, the Sixers kind of fell apart. Giannis is hurt. They just had this incredibly easy run through the East, even though they probably would have beaten anyone you threw at them, but they had this easy run. And then you get this Mavs team that, like, was the fifth seed, you know, and sort of, I don't know. I think the best version of Denver probably gives them a better series, but the best version of Denver wasn't there either.
Denver would have given you would have picked the Celtics. You would have picked the Celtics if this Denver team, with Murray playing but not 100%, you would still pick the Celtics, but you would have expected probably Denver to get a game or two anyway.
Yeah, probably so. If Denver sort of squeaked through but looked like they still had the issues that they had. Yeah, and then instead of looking like last year's Denver, where Murray is in better condition. Yeah, but I do think Denver would have given Boston a better series.
Knowing that, you know, the offseason will be the offseason, and I presume that Denver will do something to, you know, augment their depth. But would they be the second favorite next year, do you think, just right now, going into next year?
Probably, because I think Jokic is still the best player in the world, and their team still makes sense. I mean, you have a question. Kentavious Caldwell-Pope is headed to free agency. Are they going to re-sign him? Right. And then on top of that, can they add to their depth? You know, I don't know if Minnesota set up to be better next season. I don't know if Oklahoma City if people are going to feel like that team is ready to break through yet. I just don't think you can trust Embiid. I think the situation in Milwaukee is pretty creaky around Giannis. I mean, unless I'm forgetting someone, you know, we'll see if the Grizzlies can crash the party. But for right now, you know, I think Boston, Denver. When the betting lines come out, if Boston wins tonight and the betting lines come out tomorrow for next year, then I think they're going to have Boston, Denver at the top of the list. Yeah.
And I heard Drew talking about this yesterday on the radio, the imbalance between the two conferences. Is there a macro reason, or is it just a series of different teams that have been well managed and poorly managed, or does it become self-perpetuating? If you're in the West, you know you need to be better in order to advance in the West. I just thinking about this, it sure would have been nice if Wemby had ended up in the East. You know, it's just insanity.
Yeah, I mean, there's so many things to that. I don't know if I have like an easy answer to that. I wonder if it's. I mean, there's obviously an imbalance at the top and imbalance top to bottom.
Right.
I think the West has tended to be stronger like throughout. Certainly, I think getting the eighth seed in the West has tended to be harder than getting the eighth seed in the East. But like, you know, you had those Miami Heat teams in the East, and you had, you know, LeBron's Cleveland teams, and some of this has been like where LeBron's at. But like, this Boston team's been great for a long time. Bucks won a title out of the East. Right. I don't know. I just think there's been a lot of injury issues in particular in the East this year with star players.
All right. Turning to the Grizzlies. We were cut off yesterday. We had phone issues. There were a couple things I was going to ask you. One is, on this discussion of, and I know you and Drew did this, talked about this on the podcast as well, about whether, as the Grizzlies go forward, particularly thinking about what sort of big they want to have, whether personnel should, which comes first, deciding what kind of team you want or seeing who's available. And I guess I would ask this question. Doesn't it make sense? I get it. If you inherit a team with a certain number of players on it and they're under contract, then you build around to some extent over the players. But if you're choosing players, shouldn't you decide what kind of team you want and then go out and get players to fit that rather than let the fact that there's a behemoth avail? Which should come first, or is it obvious to you?
Well, I mean, we're talking about the situation the Grizzlies are specifically in right now, or we're asking a philosophical question?
Well, I'll take the Grizzlies.
Because it's totally different. To me, if you're starting from scratch, you start with the best players, and you fit a philosophy around the best players. Grizzlies aren't going out trying to find their best player.
Right.
The best players they have, that's John Morant, Desmond Bane, and Jaren Jackson. But to me, if I'm starting a franchise, I don't say, this is the kind of basketball we're going to play, and then I turn down, you know, Victor Wembanyama because it's the style.
Right.
And so you start with getting the best players you can, and then you craft your style around those players, and then you fill in role players who can fit what you're doing. I think the thing, so apply that to the Grizzlies, I think at this point you're looking for role players, and so you want role players to fit. It's not just who's the best player, it's who's the best for us, and that's not necessarily the same thing. But I think where it's less clear for the Grizzlies is that their star players are really adaptable, and this is something I've read about in terms of the center thing. There's sort of three different ways a center can provide spacing. People think of spacing as you shoot 3-pointers, right? That's one way you provide spacing, horizontal spacing. It's also vertical spacing. You can jump up above the rim and catch lobs and hammer down dunks. But there's also, this is a phrase I invented, but I don't know what other people would describe it, but there's like targeted spacing. That's screen setting. You open up a particular pocket of space at a particular time for your offense to use. Well, John Morant can thrive off of all three of those kinds of spacing from a center. And we know that Jaren Jackson can play with different kinds of centers. We know that Desmond Bane can too. And so I don't think your star players dictate a certain kind of role player to go with them. I think they're adaptable to different levels of talent. The question for the Grizzlies is, are they so committed to a particular style of play that will trump a talent imbalance at center? And it's not clear to me that it will.
Well, and then it's sort of a question of, is it committed, or is it, if you have a conviction, as some of the fan base do, that you need a center who can spread the floor by shooting, with his shooting,
right?
For example, that would be a reasonable thing for the Grizzlies to believe, to have a conviction that this is the best way. I'm not saying I know, but it would be a reasonable conviction to have. And then therefore, we just don't want Zach Edey. Or, you know, we just would rather have Kyle Filipowski than Zach Edey because he fits stylistically, even if we think Zach Edey is marginally the quote-unquote better player. So shouldn't you decide on which style you're trying to fashion around your stars first? I guess that's the question.
Yeah, this is a little bit, we're in a little bit of semantic territory here. To me, it's not like we are committed to a style, because I think your style may shift over the course of series. But to me, it is about fit for your team. And this is why I've never been like, you just take the best player in the draft, because I just don't believe it's that simple most of the time. I think it is, does this player work for us? And with Zach Edey, that is a paramount question for any team that considers him, because he's not going to work for everybody. And so, you know, do the Grizzlies think he can work for them? That doesn't mean we will play a certain style that fits Zach Edey 48 minutes of every game, but maybe you play that style for 20 minutes, it's a change-up, and then you shift to something else. I don't think they're looking for a player who's going to play 35 minutes in a game right now. And so I don't think the player itself has to be absolutely positively a certain style of thing. The question of, do you need a center who can spread the floor? Well, you got one. His name's Jaren Jackson Jr. And so the question is, do you want two to do that, play them together?
Right.
Or do you want to be able to just, when we want to play that style, that's when we play Jaren at that spot? I don't know the answer. These are good questions, and these are questions the Grizzlies have to ask themselves. I don't know what the answers are to them.
Okay. I want to continue down your list, which we other things have come up, and then you were disconnected yesterday. But you, earlier in the week, wrote a list and targeted a bunch of players who the Grizzlies could be interested in as their center next year, or as a center to acquire next year. We've already gone through Jalen Duren, Jared Allen, Donovan Clingan, Wendell Carter, and Mark Williams. We also talked. We've talked about others in passing along the way, but let's continue with the list. Walker Kessler is sixth on the list. Why?
He's a good player. Is he available or not? To me, the question with him is he was a real find as a rookie for Utah. His role regressed a little last season. He started fewer games as a second year than he did in his first year. To me, Utah is a real mystery box with Danny Ainge there. What are they trying to do, and when are they trying to do it? And so are they committed to Walker Kessler as part of their plan for when they're going to be good? Or are they looking further ahead to the degree that it would make sense for them to basically hit the reset button on his roster spot with another rookie contract in year one instead of one that's in year three? So that's just a gauge of, is he available or not? And if he is, I think, you know, the ninth pick for Walker Kessler seems like a fair trade all around if Utah wanted to sort of look more forward than that. But there's been no reporting or rumors that he's available, but he could be.
All right, number seven is Bobby Portis.
Yeah, Portis is, Milwaukee is deep into tax territory. Their team just underperformed. There's all kinds of questions about what they're going to try to do. Do they need to cut tax? Do they just want more flexibility to shake up their team a little bit? The thing about Portis is his contract is just small enough to fit in under the trade exception the Grizzlies got in the Steven Adams trade. They could take Bobby Portis without Milwaukee taking back any salary. Now, you'd have to send draft pick or something. You're not just going to get him for free. But you could make his salary go poof for Milwaukee. Does Milwaukee want Bobby Portis' salary to go poof? That is the question. Now, doing so, I think you'd have to sacrifice Luke Kennard just because of your own money situation. But there is a potential there that Bobby Portis is a guy you could just take straight up into your trade exception. So, again, with all these things, it's a question of what does the other team want to do? And no one knows the answer to that. Myself certainly high on the list of people who don't know the answer to that. But it's at least within the realm of conjecture.
And what would Bobby Portis do for you?
He's a good rebounder, and he can stretch the floor. And that is a sort of like Wendell Carter. That's a combination that's hard to find, and that's a combination that's useful for the Grizzlies. Because I think you need a good rebounder playing with Jaren and playing with what is otherwise a pretty small team. I think defensive rebounding is important to this front court spot you're trying to add. And then the floor stretching is something that is valuable. And I don't know whether that is an absolute, we have to have this and we won't bring in someone who doesn't provide that, but it's clearly a valuable thing to have. And plus he's a veteran who's like, you know, won a title. I mean, he's a playoff-tested guy. So I think he'd be a pretty good fit. Not a great defensive player, but you got a pretty good defensive infrastructure already.
Some have tried to craft deals. I saw Matt Herdlicka did just the other day to bring Brooke Lopez from the Bucks. You're not a fan?
Yeah, I'm more skeptical on that one because I think the level of salary you'd have to send out, any contract of that size, you're having to send out a Luke Kennard or a Marcus Smart. So you're subtracting something meaningful in your bid to win now. For a guy who's going to be, you know, I don't know, 37 years old, 36 years old, something like that on a one-year deal. I'm wary of that for the Grizzlies. And then from the Bucks standpoint, what is that? I mean, that doesn't help them financially. Maybe they shifting their talent from that spot to the backcourt would help them. I don't know. Maybe they think that. Maybe they don't. It's not some harebrained idea. But to me, it doesn't cross the line of something that I can see happening.
Okay, and then number eight is Zach Edey. We've talked a little bit about Zach Edey. One of the bits of news, though, that I wanted to bring up was the initial 12 players that have been invited to attend the NBA draft and sit in the green room. And they are Zachary Risacher, Alexander Sarr, Donovan Klingon, Reed Shepard, Bouzelas, Castle, Dalton Knecht, Dejan Saloon, Ron Holland, Cody Williams, Devin Carter, and Jacoby Walter are the 12. Now, Dillingham evidently hadn't checked all the boxes. He needed to do some more workouts. He's expected to get an invitation. There will be more issued. And then Topic, however one pronounces that, he hasn't gotten an invitation either. He's injured. It's an interesting list for all kinds of reasons, but it does not include Zach Edey.
Yeah, again, those green room invites are likelihood, not law.
Of course.
There's going to be players who don't get invites who go ahead of players who get invites. And there's going to be, it's like a ceremonial thing. The last guy in the green room, it's pick number 23, and so-and-so is still sitting in the green room. So I wouldn't read too much into that, other than that it does suggest a likelihood. It's sort of a consensus likelihood. The draft won't fall exactly according to that. But I think everyone is seeing, like, the non-Klingon, non-Sar, I guess, centers. I think people see them more relative to where the Grizzlies are picking as trade-down kind of guys. Like, I'm not saying you don't pick a Zach Edey or Khalil Ware or Filipowski if you really like them at nine. At some point, like, who cares? You take the guy you like.
Right.
But in terms of where people think guys are going to go, it feels like that's more guys you try to trade down for. The thing about Edey is that there have been multiple elements of reporting that suggest the Grizzlies might be interested in Zach yep. Edey, including from our own Drew Hill, who talked to Zach Edey, who said, yeah, the Grizzlies are interested in me. And so you could, from a distance, look at that and say, there's no way the Grizzlies are going to be interested in Zach Edey because of his style, because of this, because of that. You could guess that, but there is, like, actual reporting that suggests that may not be true.
Yeah. In terms of the fallibility of the green room invite as a predictor, we have Ball Ball once was in the green room and he fell. Nick Claxton, Rashard Lewis, and then Deonta Davis, who you may recall, also once upon a time was in the green room. I also found it interesting in terms of the invites, though, that it did include Devin Carter and Tijan Saloon, who a month ago we weren't particularly talking about, but now everyone seems to be projecting up there. Is that intriguing to you that those two, again, with the fallibility of the green, presumably that means they poll NBA teams and they think, yeah, these guys are likely to go up there.
Yeah, these green room invites are falling behind what movements already happened in some of the more reputable mock drafts. And I think the movement in those mock drafts has been a case of the people doing them either league opinion changing or the mock draft catching up
with to league opinion, right?
Right. And so, Saloon and Carter had already been moving up these mocks before they got the invite. And so it's sort of like the things sort of go together, you know?
You and Drew, speaking of informed mocks or thoughtful mocks, you and Drew, both, and you're in the podcast that you did about players you like possibilities for the Grizzlies, you each identified Jacoby Walter, and there he is getting an invite. What was it that you and Drew both saw in Jacoby Walter?
I think he seems like a guy who's going to be a good defender at the NBA level and can shoot, and not just a one-dimensional catch-and-shoot guy. But what I saw, he's a guy who's comfortable shooting in different ways, off the dribble, on movement, catch-and-shoot. He's got this long wingspan. I just think the comp he gets all the time is Kentavious Caldwell-Pope, and like that's a really good player. I'm not saying he's going to be that, but to me it's easy to want to watch him play and see that kind of path for him. And I just think guys like that, every team can use that guy.
Thank you, Chris. Happy Father's Day.
Thanks.
Yeah, that's Chris Harrington from the Daily Memphian. Do you have thoughts on that? Which should come first, the player or the scheme?
Players first, then build a scheme around it.
Now, what if it's role players, though? Like, in other words, then it's – because they have – we know who the star is. That's the point, Drew, that Chris is making. You've got the players. You got the stars.
Yeah, yeah. I would – role players to me come after you've gotten the core.
Well, we got 2 weeks from now, Jeffrey. They will have made their pick. We will be – 2 weeks from now, we will be talking about the pick that the Grizzlies have made. Do you think it'll be at 9?
My suspicion is no.
Probably.
I think I would bet trade down. Back.
God, I like a draft. I enjoy a draft. Hey, it's the Summer of 1,000 Engagements over at Robert Irwin Jewelers. And what that means is 40% off all engagement rings and a free summer vacation getaway. All kinds of reasons to go to Robert Irwin Jewelers. They'll design a stunning engagement ring for you. They've been here for more than 40 years. It's not some Johnny come lately who just dropped in and is trying to dazzle you or anything else. They've been doing this for a long time. Howie's obsessed with diamonds. You'd be silly if you're shopping for an engagement ring and you don't go into Robert Irwin Jewelers, but particularly now, because now 40% off all engagement rings and a free summer getaway, which means you spend $24.95 or more. And among the choices, for example, 3 nights at a resort in Mexico, the Dominican Republic, the Bahamas, or various Caribbean islands. How about that? That sounds great. How about a 4-night cruise? That sounds great. You can get the details over at rijewelers.com. But here's the point. If you wanted to, you could go on the trip, pop the question on the trip, then have your stunning ring for 40% off. That is two birds, one stone territory, if you ask me. Is Robert Irwin Jewelers kind of a remarkable thing how he is doing now? It is the Summer of 1,000 Engagements. Check out the details. You can go any of the 5 locations in Memphis and Little Rock or online at rijewelers.com. I guess we could talk more about Caitlin Clark, Jeffrey. Mm. She was once again in the news yesterday. Trevor Lawrence got a new deal, and we got other NFL news I do want to get to. We'll do that when we return. Jeff Calkins Show, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
It's Father's Day weekend on 92.9 FM ESPN. A time to celebrate our favorite man. Maybe grab a beer, some barbecue, and enjoy some games.
I'm your papa, your daddy, your bear. You got to care for me.
So here's to dad and sports on 92.9 FM ESPN, dad's favorite station.
I lock up my Old Spice Fiji aluminum free dry spray to keep that 24/7 lasting freshness safe for myself. Fresh coconuts, palm trees in the wind. It's like catching waves in Fiji. Actually, I just talked myself into a refreshing spritz of Fiji. My Old Spice is missing! No!
Want to keep your gas-powered engines running like new? Stables' proprietary formulas are proven by third-party testing to outperform the competition in keeping fuel fresh, preventing corrosion, and cleaning the entire fuel system. With Stable, you can have confidence you are doing the right thing for your engine's long-term health. Just pour into your gas can or fuel tank, then top off with fresh fuel. At every fill-up or when you store, start with Stable. Available where fuel additives are sold.
Wow, honey, have you seen the electric bill?
Yeah, it's out of control. But have you heard of Navien tankless water heaters?
Tankless? How does that even work?
Well, instead of constantly heating and storing water, it only heats water when we need it. So much more efficient than our giant tank heater.
That sounds great. Let's look into Navien.
Already on it.
Imagine all the hot water you need only when you need it. Bulky tanks are history. Navien high-efficiency tankless is the future. Compact, wall-hung units free up floor space, lower energy bills, longer life than tanks, and a 15-year warranty. Find out more at tanklessmadesimple.com.
Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business, evolving your passions. We push what technology can do, so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com. Welcome to now.
Hey, everybody, it's Howie at Robert Irwin Jewelers. The Summer of 1,000 Engagement Sale is going on right now. Save up to 40% off, and with every purchase of $24.95 or more, you're going to get a summer sunny getaway for two. Robert Irwin Jewelers or online at rijewelers.com. See a store for complete details.
Includes all rebates and incentives. Price excludes 695 PF. Lease includes PF 695, 650 acquisition fee, EV6P561-0964, MSRP 50,200, Telluride RG510-849, MSRP 38305, Forte LXS RE78169, MSRP 21820. Must finance through Hyundai, excludes tax, title, and license. See dealer for complete details. Offer valid through 5/31/2024 with approved credit, dealers.com.
I got Jeff Allen on the line to hear about some crazy deals happening at Gossett Kia South Mount Moriah.
Randy, I'd love to give all our customers our best deal. 2024 Kia Forte LXS gets 41 MPG highway, $199 a month, $34.99 due at signing. 282 miles EPA estimated range will get you where you want to go in the 2023 Kia EV6 Wind, $249 a month, plus a 2024 Telluride LX, $357 a month. Both $39.99 due at signing and 24 month lease.
And 0% for 48 months on 2024 EV9 and peace of mind with a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty.
So whether you live in Horn Lake, South Haven, Olive Branch, or Memphis, we'll make you happy, happy at Gossett Kia South on Mount Moriah.
Grab a free gym pass from your neighborhood gym today. Thanks to Shelby County Government's new Shelby Cares program. Local residents 16 and up can attend free beginner-friendly yoga, aerobics, or CrossFit classes at the neighborhood health club near you. Visit www.shelbycares.co/workout. That's www.shelbycares.co/workout. Family, let's get active. Make friends and have fun. Together, we can make Shelby County one of the healthiest places on earth.
Do you use oxygen therapy to breathe? Are you tired of carrying around a heavy tank when you leave home? If you've been prescribed oxygen, you know the problems that arise when you're tied to an oxygen tank. Going out of the house is a burden, and nobody likes to be stuck inside alone. Now you can live life on the go with a lightweight Inogen portable oxygen concentrator. Travel around the corner or on board an aircraft. Inogen portable oxygen concentrators provide the medical-grade oxygen your doctor prescribes in a device that weighs less than 5 pounds. Inogen's longest-lasting device delivers 12 hours of oxygen on a single battery charge, so you have more time to visit with friends and family, go shopping, and live the active life you love. Learn how you can experience an Inogen system for yourself risk-free. Call now, 1-800-254-9207. That's 1-800-254-9207. Inogen devices are by prescription only. Battery run times vary by device and setting usage. Terms and conditions apply. For safety information, visit Inogen.com.
I was talking to the folks at Leaders the other day. Leaders Credit Union, of course, place that I've been talking about, does all the things a bank does, mortgages, car loans, checking accounts, debit cards. Only they exist purely for the benefit of their members, and so they've got better technology, they got better rates. Every penny they earn is poured right back into helping their customers, their members. But a couple things came up during this meeting. One, they just broke ground on a new Arlington location, so that's exciting. Also, a reminder, if you sign up at Leaders, or when you sign up at Leaders, mention ESPN, and you get the $25 membership fee waived. To learn more, go to leaderscu.com, leaderscu.com/ESPN.
We all know baseball is a long season. I'm Brett Boone from the Brett Boone Podcast. This summer, take a trip down memory lane with me and hear from the legends of the game. So far this year, I've had conversations with Randy Johnson, Pete Rose, Deion Sanders. Plus, every week we look at the state of Major League Baseball, which teams are exceeding expectations, which ones are struggling to meet them. Follow and listen to the Brett Boone Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I lock up my Old Spice Fiji Aluminum Free Dry Spray to keep that 24/7 lasting freshness safe for myself. Fresh coconuts, palm trees in the wind. It's like catching waves in Fiji. Actually, I just talked myself into a refreshing spritz of Fiji. My Old Spice is missing! No!
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I've got him on the line, rocking Ronnie Smith. And Ronnie, I hear it's the Make This the Summer event going on now at Gossett Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Fiat.
That's right, Randy. I've got 2024 Ram 1500 Tradesman Quad Cab 4-Wheel Drive, $649 a month.
Man, that is awesome. What else you got, Ronnie?
2024 Jeep Gladiator Sport 4-Wheel Drive, $659 a month.
That's a hot deal on Gladiator Sport. What else you got?
Get super power in a 2023 Charger RT Scat Pack, $698 a month. That's $8,600 off MSRP.
So drive past the rest and come to the best at Gossett Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Fiat on the Pike. Or shop online anytime at GossettMotorCars.net.
If you want it, we got it at Gossett Motorcars.
All 75 months, 5,000 down. Ram RN 19-4282, MSRP 48,595. Jeep RL 11-6172, MSRP 51,690. Charger PH 612-877, MSRP 55,110. Price includes all rebates and incentives and excludes PF 695. Payments include PF 695. All exclude tax, title, and license with approved credit. See dealer for complete details. Dealer stock only.
Jeff's guests appear on the Frame Corner phone lines. Frame Corner with expert custom and do-it-yourself framing since 1975 on Park Avenue in East Memphis. Now, back to the Jeff Calkins Show, live from the Genesis Memphis Covington Pike Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
I thought we were winding up there for a second, Jeff. I looked at my clock. I'm like, what in the world? What in the world? What's happening in the U.S. Open?
Jeff, currently out at Pinehurst, number two. Patrick Cantlay still leads. He has yet to tee off today. Rory McIlroy is one shot behind him. Rory currently one over on the day, but he does have a good opportunity to get back, get a birdie back and retie the lead as he's on one of the par fives. Ludvig Åberg also yet to tee off at four under. The round of the day so far belongs to Xander Schauffele. He is three under on the day and for the tournament, he is two shots back, as is Bryson DeChambeau.
All right, over to the NFL, Jeffrey, because why not talk about the NFL? See, the Chiefs got their ring. See, there's a typo on the ring. Don't you hate that when that happens?
Did you see this? I will say, though, isn't that kind of a good problem to have? Like, because you have so many rings, you're probably not paying attention to every detail. You know what I mean?
It was a seeding. They had the seeding of all the teams that they beat in the playoffs. And the Dolphins, they have as a 6 seed. And the ring says that they were a 7 seed.
Mm.
Would you fix that, or would you just, who cares?
Why is that even on the ring to begin with?
Because they wanted to point out that they beat two 1 seeds.
The toughest road?
Yeah, I think the seeding. But it wasn't because of the Dolphins' seeding. It's because they wanted the other seedings in there to show what a difficult road they.
That feels a little much, doesn't it?
This is what happens. You're overreaching. You're overreaching. Anyway, so there you go. So there was that news from the NFL. Then we had the news that Trevor Lawrence signed a new deal. 5 years, $275 million, $200 million guaranteed, $55 million average. That matches Joe Burrow atop the league. There are now six quarterbacks making $50 or more million a year. One of them is not Patrick Mahomes. Mm-hmm. One of them is not Josh Allen. They are Goff, Herbert, Jackson, Hurts, Burrow, and Lawrence. Those are the six making more north of $50 million a year. And so I ask you, Jeffrey, we're going to upgrade the showboats. Moving to the showboats to the NFL. And they are, weirdly enough, because the NFL feels bad about the way they've treated Memphis all these years, they're giving you the chance to pick any quarterback you want to be the quarterback of the showboats, expansion showboats.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're going to see how many names you have before you would pick Trevor Lawrence. Who would be the first name, pick quarterback you would pick for the expansion showboats?
Patrick Mahomes.
Pretty simply, right?
Yes.
Pretty easy there. Who would be the second pick?
Josh Allen.
Josh Allen would be the second one. I think that's right. I mean, I think the arguments there would be Joe Burrow, right?
Yep, like, that's my third.
And it's just the injury thing.
Correct.
Like, one of them, knock on wood, looks indestructible. Now, whether that physical style will hold up, whether he'll get worn down, because physicality and running is a big part of it, Is he a little bit like Cam? Will it, you know,
the arm's
will
the
he
arm,
age?
Though.
But the arm is the arm. But so, but with Burrow earlier this week was talking about seeing his football mortality. Did you see that quote? He was talking about his football mortality. And so you might prefer Burrow if you knew he was healthy. Whatever. I can hear that. But I think it's pretty clear. For all the crap that Josh Allen gets, he's the second best quarterback in the league.
Yes. And the playoff losses are not his fault.
So we got, okay, so Mahomes is your first quarterback for the expansion Memphis Showboats. Josh Allen, and I could live with that. I don't want to take him out of Buffalo, but listen, if I was going to take him out of Buffalo, bring him to Memphis, that'd be cool. Who's three?
Joe Burrow.
Burrow's three, even with the injury?
Yes.
Okay. We haven't gotten to Trevor Lawrence and his $55 million yet. Who's next?
I will select... Next, Lamar.
Lamar, why?
Yes. I mean, yes, we have a lack of playoff success, but I mean, I do know I'm getting to the playoffs.
That's pretty clear.
Each and every year.
He's a handful.
Yes.
Like, that dude is a handful. You build around him.
Yes,
right?
I'm playing winning football.
You're going to score points. You're going to play winning football.
Correct.
Yeah. Lamar is four. Okay. Who is five?
Goff.
Really?
Yeah. Best pure passer. Best pure thrower.
How old is Jared Goff?
Jared's probably 29.
Is that all? I'm going to look. Age. He's 29.
Yeah.
He's only 29.
Correct.
That's kind of amazing. All right.
The guy's a winner. He does not get enough credit for just being like a straight up winner.
Lions clearly believe they give him a new deal. So Goff is number five.
Do you realize how hard it is to be 16 games over 500 when you have an 0-7 and then a 3-10-1 season?
Don't you think a lot of people at that point would have made Herbert five?
I think we're getting into the range.
It's funny. There was a conversation on Sportsmanlike, the show that comes on before ours, about players who get a pass. Because they were talking about Luka,
yeah,
as compared to Connor McDavid, right?
Sure.
Like, here are these two stars who are both down 0-3, and everyone's blaming Luka, and no one's blaming Connor McDavid.
Right.
And I think, actually, they had an NHL commentator on who was saying, for all his greatness, Connor McDavid kind of gets a pass. That's a little different. Hockey players aren't on
the ice at
the
all
ice
times.
All the yeah. times, and even when they're on the ice, it's...
Well, the funny thing is, Luka was...
You can't just give the ball... You can't just give the puck to Connor and let him go one on... I mean, you can, but it's a different enterprise. Like, it's just... There is no... The NHL doesn't dial up one-on-one situations.
Right.
That's not something that happens. Whereas, it's a very clear part of... So, it's a different sport. But in the context of this, the question was, are there other athletes that get a pass?
Mm-hmm.
And the name that immediately came up...
Herbert.
Was Herbert.
Yes.
And I think that's exactly true.
100% right.
All right, so anyway.
But he's out of excuses. If you can't get it done with Harbaugh, like.
No, he's clearly out of excuses.
Yes.
Now, he doesn't have a receiving core.
Okay.
If he wanted another.
And Mahomes does?
No, Mahomes doesn't. And now Josh Allen.
By the way, how's Josh's receiving core?
Goff is five. We've got Patrick Mahomes, Josh Allen, Joe Burrow, Lamar, Jared Goff.
All right. You
putting Trevor in here now?
I think I'm going CJ Stroud. I am admittedly a little hesitant on, I want to see you do it again. You know what I mean? Like, I do think, I want to see you do it again.
It was pretty magnificent.
But there's
something
about...
He was a rookie.
Well, and there's also something I really care about is when you have the ball in your hands and I'm against you, and I'm afraid, that really matters.
To me, the question is CJ Stroud above Jared Goff? You got more years, he's younger, and you should expect improvement. Jared Goff is what he is. What he is excellent. But CJ Stroud, you can imagine a world where CJ Stroud is the best quarterback before his career is over, where he's the best quarterback in the NFL.
Because I can,
Patrick
but
Mahomes
I can also,
get older, whatever.
I can also, I because I remember things, I also remember Carson Wentz year one.
That's true. Okay, so we got CJ Stroud at six for our expansion Showboats.
All right, now we're kind of in the territory of, I think I'm going Herbert then Trevor, but I also do not ignore the fact that when they went head to head in the playoffs, despite the fact that Trevor threw four picks and a half, he still won the game.
He did seem to lead the comeback there, yes. Didn't he?
And one guy plays like a coward.
All right, so you'd go 7 Herbert and 8 Trevor Lawrence.
Correct.
Now, the other $50 million quarterbacks who you have not selected, it's only Jalen Hurts.
Yeah.
And then the other ones who could be considered, I think, as expansion candidate, as candidates for our expansion trip. Caleb Williams is the number one pick in the draft just yep. now, right?
But he's...
You would not pick Dak?
No.
Well, you clearly want, like, Trevor more than Caleb Williams.
Yes, still.
Trevor is 20-30 as a starter.
I know.
He had
to deal with Urban Meyer.
20 turnovers last year when he wasn't dealing with Urban Meyer.
I didn't think he was hurt last year.
They started, and he went 1-5 down the stretch. It's very clear he was hurt last year.
Yeah.
They were totally rolling towards the playoffs, and then ankle, I think, concussion, all that stuff, missed a game. They went 1-5. He missed one of those games.
Yeah.
I think that's it. You give him a pass for... it is interesting. That means that... Like,
I would say this, though. I would agree that I would also include Trevor in kind of the athletes that get a pass. Last year was very disappointing, but
I think that's fair.
I am willing to sit there and say, I do think you were hurt.
And then Tua's probably there, too, right? Somewhere in this next mix. Jalen Hurts, Caleb Williams, Dak, Tua. Does Tua get a pass? Do people think, or does Tua get too much criticism? Where's Tua?
Tua's in that where everyone, Tua's a lot like Luka in that everyone can't wait to tear him down. Because there's still a lot of people that want to justify their draft takes. Like, because that's the other thing. Luka wasn't getting criticism until game 3.
It is amazing. Luka was king of the world until game 3. And then all of a sudden, because he fouls out. It's not like he just started whining,
no,
by the way.
Exactly.
He did not just start whining. He's been whining ever since he got to the league.
Correct.
And a week ago, people weren't complaining about his whining.
They weren't even complaining after game 2. It was almost as if everyone was waiting for the game that Kyrie played
and then
they couldn't wait.
Everyone has always hated the whining, but
yes.
You can't criticize him for whining when he's beaten the Timberwolves with a crazy step back, right? And so you're waiting for a chance to get your whining takes off when he has a bad game that's connected to his...
And it really wasn't that bad of a game. He just fouled out.
Yeah. So here's the thing about Trevor Lawrence. He now has... these are his weapons. How do you feel about this? Travis Etienne, Evan Engram, Christian Kirk, Gabe Davis, Brian Thomas Jr. How do you feel about that? It's pretty mediocre, really.
Yeah, you have a lot of guys that are
pretty good.
Kind of meh. It's kind of mid. Like, who's your... You don't truly have a number one, but no one stinks.
Jacksonville doesn't scare you. It's just the division they're in.
Correct.
And now they got Houston to deal with.
Yes.
And so you wondered if they've been lapped already by Houston. Like, they were the emerging power in that division, and then you wonder if they've been... I mean, everyone's going to be picking Houston, right?
Oh, I think so, almost assuredly.
All right. So then the other thing in the NFL, speaking of who you expect to do well and badly, I was looking at a column that was looking at over-unders, win totals, et cetera. Right, win totals and whatever.
Yeah.
And this particular Vic Tefor over at The Athletic, these are his best bets. See what you think of them.
Okay.
One of them near and dear to your heart.
Giants under?
Giants over. Giants over 6.5. Here's the theory. Giants were not surprised Darren Waller retired. Probably not upset about it. also probably got a chuckle when people thought Drew Locke was brought in to take Daniel Jones's job. Jones is not that bad, people. He'll be able to get the ball to Malik Nabers, and Brian Daboll didn't suddenly forget how to coach last season when the Giants disappointed many and fell from 9-7-1 to 6-11. This is a great bounce back spot, and a defense led by Dexter Lawrence II and Kayvon Thibodeau will be much better with the addition of Brian Burns. Best bet, Giants over 6.5. What say you?
I do kind of like Daniel's not nearly as bad as the narrative is.
It is funny, with all the disappointments of last year, still six wins.
Yeah.
And this, and all as a, it was a catastrophic year. The over under 6.5 this year, and during the catastrophic year, they still hit 6.
Yeah. The problem though is Daniel's got the same problem that we've been talking about. Like, guy can't stay on the field. He's not very durable. He's not been durable. Like, that's a big problem. I guess that's fine. The Giants' schedule is actually fairly soft too. I mean, you know, you play in the East, so you're going to take your two Cowboys losses every year because death taxes, Cowboys beating the Giants. But, you know, overall, like, you're still going to play a softer schedule.
Okay. Chargers under 8.5. Who has it better than the Chargers and new coach Jim Harbaugh, who traded in a lot of his offense around quarterback Justin Herbert, but inherited some defensive talent in Khalil Mack and Joey Bosa? He dumped Keenan Allen, Mike Williams, and Austin Eckler, but apparently the Chargers are 4 games better than they were last season. Never mind, Harbaugh hasn't coached in the NFL in a decade. Plus, he is in no rush, as a rebuild and new culture installation might take a year or so to hit the ground running. Under 8.5.
So, I don't love that because he's never been below 500 in the NFL. I just don't think football's that complicated. I don't think being out of the NFL for 10 years is a problem.
I don't think that's a problem at all. Like, that sentence. Okay, here's the next one. Bengals over 10.5.
Yeah, this is Bengals are probably my.
Hey, the last we checked, T. Higgins and Trey Hendrickson are still on the roster, and Sheldon Rankins was a very nice add on defense. The Bengals have also given Joe Burrow perhaps the best offensive line of his career and can get the steam train going early thanks to their schedule. Opens against the Pats, Chiefs, Commanders, and Panthers. Outside of the defending champs, that's 3 teams with new coaches, 2 with new quarterbacks, and last year's number one pick, who still has much to prove. Bengals over 10.5. I kind of like that.
I think they've got the like one of the softer schedules because, you know, they technically got a 4th place schedule.
Right.
So I really like the Bengals.
Seahawks over 7.5. New coach Mike McDonald took down all the old pictures in the hall from the Pete Carroll era, which raised some eyebrows.
Love that move.
How about that? But he's a pretty good artist himself, and he should draw up some good stuff for a Seahawks defense to get a lot better. First round draft pick Brian Murphy II single-handedly improves an awful run defense and wins Defensive Rookie of the Year. 13-1 odds. You're welcome. Plus, we think people are sleeping on Geno Smith. We didn't mention him at our quarterbacks for the...
I'm not.
Some even think the acquisition of Sam Howell means more than needing a guy to hold a clipboard. Those things are inconsistent, by the way, just so you know. But Seattle dropped 30 passes, ninth most in the NFL, and gave up 229 pressures, 6th most, while Smith still lead the league in game-winning drives and had a higher passer rating than Patrick Mahomes, Burrow, and C.J. Stroud. He's saying over Seahawks 7.5.
I just don't like that. You're still in the same division with the Niners, and I think the Rams are still better.
Bucks under 7.5.
No. I think Baker's undervalued.
Colts over 8.5.
Don't love it because I don't know. Like, do we know Anthony Richardson's just going to stay healthy?
We don't really even know how good he is.
Yeah. So far he's done exactly. He
did enough to excite and get hurt.
He flashed.
The 49ers under.
I do think Steichen's a good coach, though. I will say that.
You think Steichen's a good coach?
Yeah.
And, Gus Bradley's done a good job, right, as defensive coordinator. I don't hate it. 49ers under 11.5.
Is that just schedule? I mean, they're basically going to have the same everybody back.
They have the largest net rest disadvantage, minus 21 days when you compare schedules. Their schedule, relative to who they're playing, who has or hasn't rested,
yeah,
Do you care about this? They have.
I mean, it's not a non-factor, but like
rest disadvantage of any other team in the league. They play eight games where they have less rest coming than their opponents. That's the most in NFL history.
Yeah, I'm not going to say like it's a nothing burger for me, but that's kind of stretching. I still think they're the best roster in the NFC. I don't really like fading that.
Have a great weekend, everybody. Jeffrey, what is coming up next?
Here's what's coming up next.
This is coming up next on Jason and John. Anthony Sane joins them today. Blake Topmeyer will join us on Jeffrey and Company. It is Friday, so that means Cobb will join Gabe.
How do you feel about Jeffrey and Company?
It doesn't roll off the tongue, but you know.
You've had DeMichael this week.
Yes.
Next week's Drew Hill.
Drew Hill. Then Cobb will be in for a little bit, and John Varlis is going to do a week in July.
Oh, this is great fun. Mm. Jeffrey and Company. Happy Father's Day to all of y'all out there. And I will talk to you again on Monday. For now, our work is done.
It's Father's Day weekend on 92.9 FM ESPN. A time to celebrate our favorite man. Maybe grab a beer, some barbecue, and enjoy some games with the guy who made such a difference in our lives.
When I was a boy your age, I was pulling on myself harder than a tractor pull in Arkansas.
I'm your papa, your daddy, your pair. You got to care for me.
I am your father.
So here's to Dad and sports on 92.9 FM ESPN, Dad's favorite station.
The NBA Finals are here, and FanDuel's giving you the chance to win alongside the champions. Because right now, new customers get $200 in bonus bets with a winning $5 bet. So take that long favorite and laugh to the bank. That's $200 to use on same-game parlays, live bets. The Celtics have the upper hand here. But if you want to go bet on that, there's no better place to bet on all the finals action than America's number one sportsbook. Just go to FanDuel.com/GabeK. That's G-A-B-E-K. Again, G-A-B-E-K. To get started and take a shot at an extra $200. FanDuel's an official sports betting partner of the NBA and 92.9 ESPN. You must be 21 plus and present in Tennessee. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets, which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. And if you have that gambling problem, do not hesitate to reach out to the Tennessee Red Line at 1-800-889-9789.
Hey everyone, Gabe Kuhn here. I think there's three checklist items when looking for a good dentist practice. One, are they good at their job? That's one thing you absolutely don't have to worry about when you go to Dr. Mady's today at the Smile Center. Two, is it convenient? I would say the Smile Center is about as convenient as it gets. Perfect location in Germantown. And three, are they personable? You may catch Dr. Mady trying to talk Grizzlies with you upon your visit. But regardless, Smile Center checks all the boxes for a phenomenal dentist practice. Get to their location in Germantown or go to SmileCenterMemphis.com.
Need inspiration? Shop Kroger for over 30,000 mouth-watering choices with savings beyond low prices, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump. More savings and more inspiring flavors make Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Right now, enjoy buy one, get one free deals on select items from Entenmann's, Wonder Bread, Vita Coco Water, and more with your card. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Danny, what stays in Vegas?
Secrets?
You do.
What?
During Robert Owen Jewelers' Summer of 1,000 Engagement Sale, if you make a purchase of $24.95 or more, you could get a free romantic getaway for two to places like Las Vegas.
We're going to Vegas, baby!
And save up to 40% off. Great financing going on right now at Robert Owen Jewelers. Take up to 60 months to pay. See a store for complete details. Bigger, brighter diamonds, better prices at Robert Owen Jewelers or online at rijewelers.com. Vegas, baby!
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Got a car-loving dad? Nice. We've got a Father's Day sale. Right now, our Armor All Ultimate 8-Piece Bucket Kit is just $25. That's soap, a wash mitt, wheel cleaner, tire shine, glass wipes, and interior wipes. Plus, a bucket to use for the wash. All for just $25 at the AutoZone Father's Day sale. Now through the 16th.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
At Robert Owen Jewelers, we've got choices. You can get natural diamonds or lab-grown diamonds. Or you could go to the Bahamas, maybe Mexico, or how about a four-night cruise for two?
Okay, I wasn't expecting that. What's going on?
As part of the Summer of 1000 engagement sale, with any purchase of $24.95 or more, you're going to get a free vacation getaway for two.
That sounds like the RIJ way.
Save up to 40% off during the Summer of 1000 engagement sale at Robert Irwin Jewelers, going on now. Bigger, brighter diamonds, better prices, free financing. See a store for complete details or online at rijewelers.com.
Get ready, because the Gossip Mitsubishi Motors Summer Sales Event is on, and now is the best time to buy. You want 43 MPG highway? We Gossip in 2024 Mitsubishi Mirage, $18,960 or $279 a month. 2024 Mitsubishi Outlander Sport, we Gossip $27,350 or $399 per month. And your summer adventure starts with 2024 Mitsubishi Outlander SE, we Gossip $29,865 or $449 a month. Plus, every Gossip Mitsubishi comes with Mitsubishi's 10-year 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. That's Gossip Mitsubishi, 1870 Covington Pike, online 24/7 at MemphisMitsubishi.com.
If you want it, we got it at Gossip Motor Cars.
Mirage RHF 09083, MSRP 19460, Sport RU01 10764, MSRP 28070, Outlander RZ0530.